I'm loving the pop off.
What's good? Welcome back to the Pop Off Podcast, a conversation show about the Masters. You know, I shouldn't come in so excited on the intro tonight. I should come in a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more Jim Nantz. Ease everybody into this. You know, it's Friday afternoon when people are listening to this. The Masters
Welcome
are on.
Welcome to Augusta.
It's Augusta season, baby. It's one of my favorite times of the year. I'm Ralph Compiano. I'm your host. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Mike Cerrone, and our favorite Pop Off Podcast member, Nick Bordonero. Okay, guys, how are you? Bordy, you watched the golf today. What'd you think?
Great. Bordy straight out of a Wayne concert.
straight out of a Lil Wayne concert. I went golfing today, and then I came home and watched some golf.
I love that.
And then I went to a Lil Wayne concert. Just all over the board today. Some good golf. Wake up to DeChambeau just dealing. He ends up holding the lead. The wind picked up a little bit in the afternoon. Obviously, Tiger was a show at night. He demands all the attention. But some good scores on the day. We'll see how the weekend heats up.
How'd you play?
Hopefully we get some better weather so we could shot like a 45 on the front. And then I was kind of running low on time. So I just breezed through some of the holes I liked on the back and played well. It was windy here, just like it was in Georgia.
I can't wait to play with you guys.
We had 20 mile per hour winds and gusts of 30. So, yeah, we need to get a little golf tournament or something.
It'd be so much fun.
The pop-off open.
Is there any sticks in our group that just shoot like scratch? Or are we all pretty, you know?
If you count Dickies, yes. You know, he's been in and out of the group chat. He was on Rent Money this week. He's like a scratch golfer. He's been playing for like the last like 18 years of his life. So he's really good.
I
bet Capsh can swing it. I think Capsh plays a decent amount. Bordy's got a nice shot. You know, if Petey and I ever live up to our dad's potential, then we'll get there. But right now we're dog shit.
Yeah,
so we're nothing yet. But to your point, Bordy, about Bryson, I had an issue to pick with him and John Rahm today. I was talking to Turner on the phone earlier, kind of just picking his brain because he's really locked in on golf. And I was wondering, like, you know, Augusta, that course, like they have so many restrictions on everything. There's no cell phones when you're out there. They keep
That's
the same
crazy.
Prices for all of their sandwiches and their concession items and everything like that. Really cool. Just like it's a chamber of, you know, privileged white fucks that play the most expensive sport in the world. But for some reason, Bryson and John Rahm show up today and they're flaunting their live gear. They've got the fucking Bombers hat on and those stupid ass logos that look like they were designed by us. And they're just ridiculous. Did you have any issue with that? Because like Brooks didn't do it. He's wearing Nike. Tiger's wearing the new Sunday Red brand. I saw those like cartoons on their hats and I'm like, this isn't Augusta like level. Like, what the fuck are they doing?
I feel like they're
go ahead, Sarah.
I feel like, yeah, I haven't, you know, hand up here. I was working all day and then I had class. So I haven't seen a second of the Masters. I'm going to put it on after and just kind of throw it in the background. But, isn't there a very specific, like, don't the caddies have to wear their, you know, full suited thing, like that big one piece thing? And, it surprised me that they were able to do that. I wonder if they got fined. And all the live bullshit, like, it was just such a big thing. And then they merged, but then everybody still hate. Okay. Because everybody still hates each other. And like, but
Not
there
Bordy.
Was a merge.
Bordy loves the live guys.
Or yeah. I mean, I like the live guys are just like the more fun guys. But I didn't see the hats, but yeah, that's just, it's just a worse look.
I mean, it's happening in baseball too. Like the Yankees have a new ad on this. It's like Star
Yankees?
Insurance. It's an insurance company. Yeah,
that would be the
blew
last
my mind.
Team.
The most iconic. Yeah,
yeah, because you have
the pinstripes. You know, the most iconic uniform. Yeah, but we sell out for some fucking insurance company on our side. Like, so I think that's just the world we live in. You know, fucking if you can monetize
the NBA
monetize
with
it.
The logos on the jerseys now too. Yeah. That's fucked.
Yeah, I had a huge.
I think
issue
it's atrocious as a fan because it doesn't benefit us one bit. It's just trying to fucking use us more. But is what it is, I guess. You can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, the first time I saw the Harley Davidson logo on the Milwaukee Bucks jerseys, I was like, what the hell does this have to do with motorcycles? And then the Kings had the funniest one to start. They had like Blue Diamond Almonds
as their sponsor. Of course we'd have and some then, like, nuts the Lakers on our jersey.
Bumble for a little bit. And yeah, it's just like, where are these coming from? But the Live thing is different because, you know, I think that the tensions have definitely died down a little bit. They're in conversations right now about some kind of equalization or merger between the two. They haven't come out and said a lot about it because I don't know. They don't know where they stand yet, right? I've been paying attention to this quite a bit recently because I think it's just fascinating. But like you said, Cerrone, you know, they've got all the fun guys. They got the bad boys. They got Dustin Johnson, who, you know, is just railing coke.
Every time I start liking a golfer, Liv just steals them. Every golfer,
yeah, Liv has all the hot wives.
They just end up going to Liv.
Like, I can't imagine.
Yes. And they got paid.
I can't imagine, like, Rory's wife.
Those PGA guys.
She probably looks like a librarian or something. Yeah,
those PGA guys got the shaft because the Liv guys can still play in the Masters. Obviously, this merger's coming. And the PGA guys didn't get fucking $50 million. Like, the guys that joined the Liv Tour cashed out. And what really changed? I mean, they got kids and shit. They don't need to be competing, like, full on competing every weekend. We just want to see these guys for Augusta, the Open, the Players. We want to see them for the majors. And a lot of people hate on the, like, pros being separated, like some on the Liv, some on the PGA. But I think it creates like a cool, like, rivalry within the, it
gets people talking,
big tournaments. We're
talking about golf.
It gets me into it. Like last year, Rahm and who is the Liv guy?
Brooks.
Rahm and Brooks just dueling last year.
That was a big thing. Makes good TV. I watched the second Full Swing, and yeah, that was a huge deal because they're like Jesus, man. If these Liv guys, you know, the idea of them was they were just washed up, just kind of, you know, getting a bag before they retire. And then I think it was Rahm, Brooks, and then like Phil Mickelson snuck in at like three.
Yep.
He finished second
last year in the Masters.
Yeah. It was just a Live, like, just domination. And yeah, I think I would have probably, cause like, they're like the villains, like the bad guys of golf, which I always am a fan of. Like, Ravens are the mean guys, like the bad guys that play dirty, you know, so this like bad boy kind of, it seems like they're having all the fun. Like, they got the money, and then you have like just Rory and these guys that just are not. It's easier to get behind. You have
the great
Brooks
equalizer, the best golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler. You know, he's 6 under after today. Bryson's in the lead at 7 under, and then there's a few guys at 4 under after that. So the leaders in, according to the sports books, going into the rest of the tournament, Scottie Scheffler is the favorite at +140 to win the tournament. That is insane.
That's,
he came in at
+140.
Came in at +350.
I was going to guess.
You might as well just throw 20 on it. Like, he's probably going to fucking. It's insane. Where's Homa? Did Homa play good today?
He may.
Really?
Yeah, Homa had a good day.
Go.
I think he's around three under, four
That's
under.
The boy.
By the time this comes out, these guys are already going to be playing again. So you got to string together under par days. If you could stay under par till Sunday, you're going to be in it, I think.
Yeah. Especially if they're in LA, bro. Because I had a long day. I woke up at like 6. There was homies teeing off at 5 a.m. LA time. I like woke up and like a couple people were already like, 2-0. I was like, Jesus, what did I already miss? Like, what's going on? But yeah, it's just because I'm away. It's like 8 a.m. there. I'm just way on the West Coast. But
yeah, they're all the way over.
I think they
start
at 6:45 Eastern tomorrow, or 7:45 Eastern.
So yeah, that's
4:45.
Yeah, so I'll wake up. Hopefully I'll be able to. I can't even sleep in tomorrow. But yeah, I'm gonna fucking. Yeah, that's just hilarious to me that people are golfing when at the crack of dawn out here when I'm waking up fucking scratching my ass. Just going to self-pest control. Unfucking believable. I said hi to Joe Ingles today. That's a funny pod moment. I sold Joe Ingles.
He definitely just mean mugged it. You sold him?
So last year I sold his wife, which is I don't know what more you could want out of a woman as far as my type. The girl's like 6'7", plays volleyball, blonde, sweetheart, great mother.
Australian.
Beautiful. Australian. And when I sold her, I was all hyped because like I thought somehow I was gonna bang her. Of course, that just fucking because that's just how my dumbass thinks.
Those Australians, are fucking stupid.
Yeah, and then in comes the Matt White Uris and Joe Ingles hops out. I'm like, oh yeah, no, I'm not banging her. And I like dap him up. I'm like, what's good, man? And then I was in the neighborhood today, and I was like, yeah, let's go see how Joe's doing. You know, it's, yeah, he's gone. So I went by, knocked on the door. I just want to see what's going on, make sure that all the bucks. She's like, oh my God, you guys are great, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, Joe's doing good. Family's great. Kids are growing up fine.
Or, he's on the Magic. I mean, they're going to be, you know, top five seed in the East.
Is he on the Magic? Didn't know that. Maybe his wife, maybe there's an opportunity for her to cheat with me. Who knows? I was looking pretty tan out there today. Looking pretty good, but
so
yeah. Anyways, Bryson, back to the Masters.
Bryson,
I'm fried, man. These pods are gonna be.
So Bryson is the second favorite. He's at plus 550. Okay, so Scotty's at plus 140. Bryson's at plus 550. Then there's a significant drop off. So Homa is third according to the sports books. He's at plus 1600. He's at 4 under. And the fun part about him today was. You know, I think there's no more pressure that he could play under than playing in a group with Tiger, right? I mean, think about it. It's like if we were on the court with LeBron, that's essentially what the, or if you were on the field with Ray Lewis, or if Bordy was on the field with Romo or T.O. or fucking, I mean, I don't even know. You pick your cowboy, right? But like,
hey, Ray,
like that's
who, Jeter. You just tell me what to do. Jeter, sure. I'll just stay over here.
Yeah.
I'll get out of your way.
So Tiger is his guy, like that's his idol, and he goes out there and he shoots 4 under. And I think that he has all of the tools, all of the skills to get there. It's just really a mindset thing with him, because I mean that's really what this game is about. I was talking to Turner about this earlier. I asked him, why do golf fans hold Spieth and Rory in particular in such high regard and such high esteem when they haven't won a major in so many years? And it's because Rory has 4. Spieth has 2, and when Spieth won his 2, maybe it's 3, but I know he has at least 2 majors. He won them when he was really young, like 21, 22 years old, and the reason that they love him so much is because he's a very sporadic golfer. He could have, you know, 5 holes, he's going to have 3 birdies and 2 bogeys, and that only leads to 1 under there. So he's kind of all over the place, very shaky, not as consistent, but they said that he, you know, he has really good shaping. He'll take a terrible shot, and then he'll bounce back with something that's miraculous. And that's all mindset. So when I'm watching Homa, when I'm watching Bryson, when I'm watching Brooks, my favorite bet to do is the one-on-ones. So today I took Brooks versus Spieth because I'm just watching Brooks. I'm like, this is the cockiest prick on the course, cool man. Bet. I love the way this guy plays. And I'm looking at Spieth and he's like up there shaking. And I'm like,
oh, dude.
I feel really good about this.
Like Matt Fitzpatrick compared to like DJ. It's wild how... Right. Mm-hmm. How the spectrums, you don't really see that in like football. Like, it's just a bunch of fucking athletes. And then you have these just like super alpha males. And then you have Fitzpatrick, who's been taking notes for like 18 years, just like putting on.
Well, and they have helmets on in football and shoulder pads. And the camera's so far away that you can't really see into their psyche. Like, I'm sure there are guys that are nervous out there, but you can't really tell while you're watching unless it's quarterback. Because that's the only one who really gets their FaceTime on camera. But with golf, it's such an intimate viewing experience. You feel like you're in their skin. Like it's almost awkward when you're watching somebody collapse. You feel like secondhand embarrassment for them. Like, I think you could say the same thing about basketball a little bit when somebody goes cold. Like Klay Thompson, the first half of this season. Every time I watch him, I'm like, this is sad. Like, this is not the Klay that I know and love. It's just weird to see him miss as many shots. He's very shaky. He's getting back into form a little bit right now, but you know, that's a really intimate experience. When you watch a Fitzpatrick or you watch a Spieth or you watch any of those guys collapse, it's just like, oh God, that poor soul. Like, can you imagine doing this on the Masters, the biggest stage in golf? Like, I get nervous when Bordy's standing behind me and I'm teeing off. And it's just me and Bordy.
Really?
And it's like, oh shit. Like Jim Nance,
or like if the group behind you.
Am I getting like Bordy? He's like 6'9". I'm like, Jesus, Bordy. Fuck.
Maybe my circumference is 6'9". Right. No, it's like when a group lets you play through, and you just feel the eyes on you. You know, but
oh, I see. I love that. Cold
blooded in that golf.
Yeah, game. That's like acting. You could do the scene a couple times, but when it's in a say action, you got fucking, oh, I love it. It's like a rush.
See, that's the thing. You're the Brooks, you're the Bryson of this pod when it comes to golfing. Like, you probably love having more eyes on you. Me, on the other hand, I just second guess my swing.
I'm the Rory.
I'm like, am I going to even hit the ball here? Am I going to top it? Is it going to be terrible? Like, some people don't mind, some people do, and it's very obvious when they do.
Probably will. But where are they going to go with this? I don't know. Yeah, it is a little weird.
Well, I want to give out some picks.
Oh, also, like, you have to. Golf is crazy because you can't, like, I always thought it was funny when people were playing bet. Like, if you're playing like shit in the NBA, like, just sub you out. You have to finish. Mm-hmm. You got to somehow make it through 10 more holes. Like, if you're you're like, God, fuck. Like, I have to. And I heard something
they can't just give up and take a six like I do.
Yeah. So I also heard something where every other
mental health double bogey.
So every other major, you can quit, but the Masters, you have to. Is this true? The Masters, you have to finish. Like, there's no, like, I'm done.
They can't make you.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I think there's some rule, though, to where.
So if Tiger's back just fucking snaps, it can't move.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess injury's different. Tiger.
But well, and they're talking about Scotty. His wife is pregnant, and if she gives birth, he said, "I'm leaving the Masters if she gives birth." So
that's so soft.
I'm sure
that's
there's
so fucking soft.
There's some instances.
Maybe if you already
he's
had
a
green
jacket.
He's a
family
jacket.
Man like that, though.
He does already have a green jacket. He won 2 years ago.
Yeah, he does. He's already got one, and that's such a Scotty.
They don't
Scheffler
give you two,
thing,
so I wouldn't even show up again.
He's a good family man. Just fucking. Good guy. I look up to Scotty.
He's going to sign with Liv in less than a month.
I don't think so. I think he has too much.
I guess I don't even know if they're still poaching.
Yeah, I don't even know if it matters anymore.
There's a huge benefit for the guys that do want to go sign with Liv. Like, Sergio Garcia sneakily signed with Liv like 3 or 4 months ago, and he just went over there, got a bag, right? Nobody cared. Nobody was like, oh, shit, Sergio Garcia. No, if it's Scotty, he's the best golfer in the world, so it's going to be a bigger deal. But, you know, if you're – I mean, Zalatoris already did it, but if you're Vijay Singh, whoever it might be. I think the other fun thing about the Masters, though, is Bordy said he would never come back if he won it. The best part about the Masters is if you win it, you get the right to come back whenever you want. So you got guys like Gary Player out there playing. He's like 85 years old, and they're just fucking up there pooping. I love that kind of stuff.
Dude, I love when they trot Nicklaus out there. They trot Jack Nicklaus out there every year.
Oh, and hit the first tee shot.
Goes out there and fucking whacks one. Yeah.
That's so cool, man. So you could win that bitch at like, I mean, fuck, Tiger won it at like 22. Imagine if you just quit and like one day you just turn like 68 and he's like, fuck it. I'm just going to play it this year. That's so sick. That's such a cool tradition. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. I feel like people should abuse that.
All right. I want to give out some picks here for the rest of the weekend. So I think it's really hard to pick somebody that's going to win. If you want to take anybody that's going to win, I think you just go with Scotty. It's really hard to go with anybody else. But if you're going to take a long shot, I'm not a Rory guy. Are you guys Rory people whatsoever? Because he is at plus 1,800 now. So give me the reason.
I mean, I almost feel bad for him at this point.
What did he shoot today?
I'll pull it up.
1 under, maybe.
Okay.
He's got tiny nuts. That's the first reason.
I just...
Second, he is abnormally pale.
Bad look.
Third...
Be tan out there.
Yeah. Third, he's got that face, man, that just, I mean, when was the last major he won?
It's been forever.
It's pretty bad drought. And the Masters is the only one he needs. Like, you would think he could focus up. He's played it 10 times now.
His odds to win it are always
so
good.
And it's the last one he needs.
He's always like, I think he was behind Scotty for odds to win it because it's his last, like, it's like his fucking Fantastic Four, like the final ring in
the Grand Slam or whatever.
But the thing with Rory is I think he really got fucked in, and this is from watching Full Swing too, he took a burden on being like the spokesperson for the PGA versus Liv, to where golf is such a mental game. You're just like, he was so drained from all that bullshit that like, he's just probably playing like shit, man. Like, he probably hasn't been practicing that much. He's been fucking thinking about all this bullshit. He's been fucking aggravated by it, annoyed by it.
I get that, but that's been going on for a year and a half. Like, the last to answer your question,
he sucked before then.
The last major he won was 2014. He won the British Open and the PGA Championship both in 2014.
I graduated.
And then he won in 2012 and 2011. So his last one that, yeah, I mean, we were in high school when he won the.
How is this still?
And he literally plays one major in his backyard every fucking year, St. Andrews. Like,
yeah, he lost his fastball.
It's just 10 years he hasn't won a major. He's not one of the greats of golf, not even close. I mean, he had his little run there, but he hits the ball further, but he's gotten worse.
Same with Steve and JT.
Rom's a fat fuck.
They don't do shit anymore.
Rom
either.
Was so good last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, JT kind of fell off.
Yeah, it's Rom, it's Scotty, it's these new guys like Hardman. Shoffley's like a guaranteed top 10 and also just a guaranteed to never win. Just like 2 through 9, it's just money. I don't know how he played. I wouldn't.
Hovland played well. That whole group played well.
Yeah.
Or Hovland had a rough back 9. I had to go to work and then I'm.
How did Akshay do? Scores. Did he carry over the momentum? Did he play good?
Not great. Not great.
No.
Rent Money Boys.
I remember
he birdied the first.
One of the funniest moments on Rent Money was you have Caps and this other guy hyping up Akshay, talking about, you know, we could sprinkle on it to win. We could sprinkle on top 10. And then Turner's like, yeah, to miss for actually to miss the cut, it's plus 190. It's pretty juicy. I think I'm gonna hammer that. Just a complete. I don't think Caps had anything. It was like so. Maybe that was probably a great bet. Fucking.
I take it back. He finished 1 under. So at the same place as Rory and as Tiger and Victor Hovland, they all finished 1 under. Matt Fitzpatrick, Patrick Cantlay, Tony Finau, a lot of guys that 1 under. Probably the most impressive thing is that Scotty had a bogey-free round. I mean, it's practically impossible to do at Augusta. But a lot of guys, you know, just trying to shoot just anywhere under par. So, yeah, there are 17 guys that are at least 1 under. Even more than that. But we should go into our draft because it's late while we're recording this. You know, Bordy's coming off the Lil Wayne concert. Mikey's coming off a long day at work. And we have – I think this draft could spark a lot of conversation. And Future Metro Boomin just dropped an album that I need to listen to before I go to bed, and it's an hour.
I listened to one song,
so
it's pretty good.
Our draft today is we're building our dream foursome for a round of golf. Play 18 holes. You have to take at least one professional golfer, and the other two people can be anybody that you want, dead or alive.
It's really hard,
right? So you have to be creative with it. They got to be dead fun people. Alive. I already know who one of the people Cerrone's going to take. He's acting like it's so fucking hard. He's going to take a guy that we all know he's going to take. I haven't done a draft order, so I'll just do it randomly off the top of my head. We'll go Bordy first.
I'm curious.
Cerrone will go second. Let's go third.
Okay. Now, question is, dream foursome? Do you take the pro first or give me some strategy here?
That's what I was kind of thinking.
I have a very – like I know other than the pro, you guys will never touch my other two – I don't know.
You want to bet?
We'll see.
I'm going to put the
Bordy, you're first.
-250. He's taking McConaughey. Just -250 easily.
Yeah. Right? Fucking A, man. My boys know me.
So we can.
Don't you dare! Now you can't take. You can't take McConaughey.
You have the second pick. So
who do you guys think my first pick is?
John Daly.
Good guess. He's on my board. Not my first pick.
Wait, T.O.
Nope.
Sinatra.
I'm gonna go Paige Spirinic.
Oh, Paige!
hottest girl in golf.
Well, that was
possibly the hottest girl ever. Just an absolute.
All right. Well, I'm gonna come in at second here, and pick the guy who bangs her. Give me Bob Does Sports. Give me Robbie Fairways.
Let's go.
I mean, he's like he's top 5 favorite people for me. He golfs.
I'd way rather play with FP though.
FP's that's the man. Yeah for
wait,
me.
Wait. Is that legit? Is he banging?
Bob's him? Hilarious though.
There's you know they're on each like when they hang out when they did the parties and the breeze tournaments. She's sitting on his lap. They're very flirty in the videos. I mean, I watch every single second of all their videos, and when she's on it.
Oh, God. That cart cam just right in front of her knockers.
Yeah, and Bob is so, like, you know, we think we're witty. I think I'm a pretty witty kid. He's just when it comes to that. He's just so good. Just made like, yeah, they definitely, it'd be a huge letdown if they didn't bang. Like, I think they definitely fucked a couple times because they're both single. But yeah, give me,
well, Bordy, are you taking her as your pro or is this your celebrity?
She's not for a pro. Both of you.
She's just like a trainer, an Instagram influencer.
She's a pro whore.
Yeah, and Bobby, he's not a pro either. So that's my, not a pro.
That's our fun one, you know?
Yeah.
Right. That's who's riding in the cart with us.
So you guys took very 2024 celebrities. I was going to go a totally different direction with this.
Yeah, Ray Allen.
I'm going to take like, no, I'm taking Bill Murray, a guy that just golfed for his entire life. You know, one of my favorite comedic actors ever. Love him to death. Fun fact, his son, Luke Murray, is the offensive coordinator, essentially, for the UConn men's basketball team. Just learned that the other day. So that's great. So I can talk hoops with him. I get out there and play with him, pick his brains about stripes and all of these kind of Groundhog Day movies like that. You know,
just some families just got it all. Fucking yeah, man. Cocksuckers, man. Me and my brother got to step it up big time.
Well, I'm going to bounce back with a pro.
God, Viv and Bill Murray, imagine playing by those slow fucks.
Okay, well, I'm taking like, you know, 1995 Bill Murray. All right, whatever. Yeah. Okay, and then I'll just take the first pick of the second round. I'll take Tiger. I'm going to get so many tips. I get to say that I played a round of golf with Tiger Woods. I get to stare at him and his muscles. Maybe he slips me a prescription pill that I've never taken before that poor people like me aren't allowed to have. It's only for the rich and it turns me into superhuman. And, you know, maybe he cuts like 15 strokes off my game. So I'll take the greatest golfer of all time, Tiger Woods.
I can't believe you took Paige Spratt. It's so funny. I didn't even know you knew who she was. That's insane.
Of course he does. He's been following her for years. He tracked her down when she was a senior in high school.
That fires me up.
All right, Cerrone, go ahead.
Funny about Paige, she was homeschooled until college. We went to Arizona.
You know,
this is really, this is really hard.
It's in one of the Bob videos.
Give me.
It just kind of blew my mind that she was homeschooled and that hot. Like her parents just hid her from the world.
See, I don't want to say McConaughey now because that's just kind of like it makes it not fun because we already talked about that. So give me Portnoy. Give me Davey Portnoy. Wow, just the crowd doesn't like that one. Just a tough crowd.
The crowd goes wild.
Really?
Yeah, he seems like he's just kind of a dick. I don't like the way he treats his employees, you know? Like, I say like one kind of mean thing to my employees. I say one mean thing to my employees, and it's a fucking big deal for a month, all right? I'd never hear the end of it. I raised my voice once. But this guy can just treat his employees like they're scum of the earth. Like, isn't there like, I think the Barstool employees need to unionize
bro,
or something.
They fucking, the employees sit around and gamble and play basketball and do
job.
A podcast.
You can't rich.
And do fucking, yeah, dude, they're not getting, they're living a life. Okay. And I've just been a fan
and
of
we're
him
by no
for,
means competitors with them. Like, no means we're competitors with them yet. Right. But I'm trying to run my own podcast network here. And I could
all
give
right.
a fuck less about
give me
that
fucking McConaughey. Give me fucking
he's
McConaughey,
got a mansion
for Christ's sake.
Yeah, now I'm jealous. Now you can talk about True Detective Season 1 with him and, you know, how to lose a guy.
I wish, can McConaughey and Woody Harrelson come as a package deal? And I'll just
definitely.
And I'll just play cart girl. I'll just watch these four guys
Woody's his caddy.
Yep,
yeah.
Woody's his caddy.
All right, I'll take that. Give me
McConaughey of all time the other day. I had totally forgotten about it. Zach Galifianakis, you know, Alan from The Hangover, does Between Two Ferns, that stupid YouTube series. And
oh, I love that.
On.
Yeah.
And he said, when you and Woody Harrelson were shooting True Detective Season 1, were you guys worried when you were shooting together that there was a sack out there that wasn't being hackied? It's just like, that's the perfect joke. Like, that's unbelievable. There's no way there's ever
every
a joke that's that good.
Joke on it that
is,
it
is a 10 out of 10 joke.
Every joke is Between Two Ferns is... Oh, it's just gold. Priceless. It's just literally priceless. Yeah.
I hope he's doing all right.
I'm sure he's doing good.
Is he in some like weird indie movies now or
rich,
something?
Just chilling
something like that. Yeah. All right. You give McConaughey and Woody. We'll give you the package deal because they are
package. Feel...
and they're going to hacky sack on the course. Maybe you can hacky with them.
Oh,
or you got back to
sure.
back picks. You can't take anybody that's going to compete for your attention with Paige here. You might have to go two more women. So it's you and three chicks.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that hot girl golfer, but I can't remember her name.
There's not many. I don't think so.
Yeah, so I'm going to – I got two back-to-back. These are must two picks, I guess. I'm going to go Dustin Johnson. Seems like a bro.
Yep.
That's his name, right?
Yep.
Yes, DJ.
Oh, boy.
Myself here.
You don't want to fuck that up.
Yep.
Hey, Darren.
Well, I always mess up. Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, and Zach Johnson from Iowa. I always – I mean, every golfer just has the whitest name.
Mm-hmm. Very white
sport. But yeah, DJ seems like an absolute cool hang. Definitely spark a few with him.
Yeah, that'd be
he's
sick.
He's got a sweet pad in Miami, so maybe we play down
his
there.
His wife might be in attendance.
Yeah, Paige is definitely going to be paying a lot of attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. You kind of
but, you know,
that.
That's why
you
I'm bringing in. Well, I'm bringing in somebody that can kind of take the pressure off me.
He is married.
Kind of be my wingman.
If you
it's my shooter, somebody I can assist.
Dustin Johnson, that might be more legendary than the Cavs 3-1 comeback.
Yeah, that would be something. Well, I invited her, so she's going home with me.
That sounds pretty rapey, but it is true. Anyways.
You get another pick, Lordy.
You got back to
my last pick. I'm taking fellow foot guy Steph Curry.
Ah, yeah, good one.
What?
Just an absolute stick. I think he could teach me a few things because he just has a pure golf swing. It could probably teach me how to shoot while I'm at it, like how to put up 40 footers. And I can just talk to him about, you know, the warrior life.
Oh, I should have told DJ Burns. Unbelievable, Cerrone.
still got an opportunity to be back up here soon. Wait, well,
no,
Cerrone, what do you
saving would have been a good
now.
Pick too.
All I have is a pro left.
What do you mean by fellow foot guy? Like, what do you mean by that? Are you a foot fetish person? And so is Steph Curry. I'm curious. Or is it like footwork? As
yeah,
far
what
as,
does that mean?
You know, you just
that
love the fun winners
out the other.
No, me and Steph Curry just both love feet.
That's it.
You didn't know that about Curry?
No.
Yeah. You got to listen to some Aisha interviews.
I think only Bordy knows
miserable
that.
As they are. She kind of outed them.
Bordy couldn't tell you what his field goal percentage is
this
year.
It's a tight community.
But he could tell you that he loves putting toe rings on Aisha. Those are the NBA facts that Bordy knows. He's always in on the dirt. Like when Miles Bridges got in trouble, Bordy's the first one to tell me. And I was like, where did he go to college, Bordy? He's like, who gives a shit? Like, I don't care if he went to Michigan State and played under Izzo. Like, he's dropping music videos and he's, you know, drinking codeine and getting in domestic abuse issues.
Bordy loves
right,
the
sorry, I love the dirt of the NBA. Because at the end, every NBA player is just a sick, sick fuck.
Wait, who is your pro, down. Bordy?
Or do
you? DJ.
Oh, fuck.
While we're on the topic, I was a little sad I didn't get on the NBA awards last night. I wanted to do one. We don't have to, but it was just a thought.
Be careful.
Guys that love basketball more than their families.
Oh, that
Ooh.
Is a good one.
I don't know.
And that I was motivated by the Russ 16, 15, and 15 stat line.
Who would
He's
win
winner.
That?
There you go.
Just Russ? I feel like Russ is a family
Russ
man.
Going away. Kawhi? Does
Russ
he
is
have
a
family?
Fake family man because.
Yeah.
KD just.
I would say Kawhi. That's a good one.
Probably hates his family.
But KD like might like snow kids. Bunnies more than he likes basketball. I don't think so, though. I think he's hoops over everything. He said, I'm me, I do me, and I chill, and I hoop. That's it. Yeah, Russ going away for sure. That's a good one. I think maybe. Let me think on that. That's a good. That's
Who's
a good
just been
one
divorced. Eight
we'll
times.
End with that. We'll bring it back around after this Cerrone pick. This
All right.
Scenes.
I'm gonna do. I'm gonna say this because I've watched. He's been on Bob Does Sports a ton of times, but give me Max Homa. He's a chiller. He's a Scottsdale guy. I'm a Scottsdale guy. I'm a chiller. Where he's like just with the boys. He's not like super for the boys like Joel Damon to where he's it's almost like too much. Smart guy, funny guy, good at golf, just an absolute homie. So yeah, give me Homa. Yeah, I like him a lot right now.
I'm trying to think of another guy that can.
Good for Max. Golf, we kind of set out with DJ and Homa, just vibe guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to relate a lot with Homa being Scottsdale, all that stuff, all that shit. He is a wife and kids. And, you know, I don't, but it'll be fine. Damn. So we got me, Bobby Fairways, Homa.
I wish I would have picked like my great grandpa or something.
Nah, that guy's Bordy has Nazis.
Paige's knockers, Paige's butt, Paige's skirt, and then DJ and Steph Curry.
So I'm picking at her outfit. So
yeah, that's going to be a while. Room. You think they're going to conversate? DJ is kind of a quiet.
I got to be wearing shoes so fucking Curry doesn't lose himself over there. He's not going to be able to even approach the ball. He's going to be standing over a putt.
He's one of those guys at golf because barefoot.
Just stand next to the hole.
People do that, you know, golf bare feet.
Yeah, Daly does it.
All I know is my crowd's going to be
Daly, man.
My crowd's going to be
we can't do this without Daly in there.
All right, I'm going to take. I'm wearing a Boogie Nights shirt. I'll just take Paul Thomas Anderson.
Viv takes Max Ruprecht. PTA.
Damn, your group sucks, PTA. Man.
No, my group.
Does he know how to golf?
I don't know. I figured he's probably picked up a stick once or twice in his life. He lives in California his whole life, San Fernando Valley. Not the most privileged kid growing up, but definitely had a country club membership for sure. So I've got, you know, one of the best comedic actors ever, one of the best golfers ever, and then my favorite director ever. Just going to be a conversation. And definitely three dudes that will hammer beers with me too. And I know Tiger's going to put something in our beers once again, so it's just going to get even more.
Think they'll get along, though?
Maybe. If everything goes to plan, we all go back to PTA.
This group is going to be wacky by the third.
We get to watch screenings of his new movie with Leo and Tiana Taylor. And then he just shows us
okay,
all his
yeah, you're going to be in some stuff. Hollywood Ring of Fire by the end of the night with Tiger,
sounds amazing.
PTA.
Maybe
I'm going to be
Murray,
me
like,
and McConaughey.
His condo in Chicago.
I'm going to be butt naked just banging on the bongos at 3 a.m. after our round. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I don't think there's a single place I'd rather be.
Homa would fuck with that.
Oh, he would love
Homa
that.
Homa McConaughey, who is your third?
Bob Doe Sports. Bobby Fairways. Yeah, dude, we're going to have – that's going to be the best day of my life. By far. And Woody.
I think mine might be the best day of my life, too.
Well, it's,
I'm sure.
God, now I'm sad that I don't actually get to do this. I was kind of buying into it.
Where would you guys play this round?
Shady Oaks, south of Indianola in Iowa.
You guys and your Shady Oaks, man. I don't know what goes on over there, but it's
going to dominate that course.
Something in the water.
Shady Oaks in the quite water. The amount of times in this podcast.
Did you lose a golf club? I've ever told. Maybe this is a good time to tell that story.
I lose clubs all the time.
Petey and I are, you know, playing at Shady Oaks. It's in the middle of nowhere, Iowa, right? This guy just designed his own course. Bordy showed it to me. He runs it himself. He fully operates it. And what? He's got this very sweet old man that just works, like, in the clubhouse. And he's so nice and sweet. But then you look in, like, the case where the merch is at, and you see MAGA hats, and you're like, all right, we're definitely in the heart of Iowa right now, okay?
And so, I bet I know who would be in Bob's foursome. Yeah. We know who Bob's picking first.
Yep.
So that's Donnie T.
I'm going out there.
I wanted Donnie T.
We're out there playing. And it's like starting to get a little bit cold and it's getting late. It's like probably like, you know, it started out beautiful. PD and I are playing. It's like 70 degrees. It's bright. It's like the first nice day of the year in March or whatever. We're out there having a great time. And it starts to get a little bit colder. And I realize that I leave my E wedge on like the 11th or 12th hole. So I have to go back and get it, right? And then nobody knows. I call it the E for Eagle wedge, all right? And so I go back to get it, and it's late, and it's dark. And there's this – I think it might be the owner of the course's, like, shed in his house right there. And this shed is so fucking scary. It's straight out Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's just terrifying, all right? And it's like – past like a wooded area, there's nobody out there except for me, and I'm just
man
shaking
up.
In this golf
you gotta do it
this club, dude. And I'm looking around, I'm like, I get out of my cart, and I swear to God, the only thing that was on my mind was somebody coming out of that, or me not even seeing them, but somebody being in that shed and then shooting one of those poison darts like right at my neck and poisoning me, and then going full Pulp Fiction on my ass in the basement. That was the only thing that was on my mind. And so I'm driving around. I can't find it. I go back to the clubhouse, and the sweet ass man comes outside. And he goes, "Did you lose an E wedge?" And I'm like, "Yep, that would be me." He's like, Ben Hogan E wedge." And I'm like, "Yep." So I tell Petey what was going through my head, and I'm like, "Can you just imagine that guy just being, you know, one of the two dudes in Pulp Fiction?" And he's like, "Yep, that sucker Ralphie sure has some assless chaps on him. We're gonna take real advantage of him." Yeah. It was terrifying. So I actually had a nightmare about that a couple weeks ago. It was terrible. But yeah.
Jesus.
That's my Shady Oak story.
Y'all played Shady Oaks.
That wasn't a great promo. That wasn't a great promo for Shady Oaks.
The official sponsor of the pod, Shady Oaks. Northern Iowa.
They may or may not have a Trump flag. They may or may not have a Trump flag waving. But slow greens.
How much
is
a round?
So keep it low. $30 riding.
Wow.
You bet your ass.
That's a great. Is it like a dot? Like
no tee times.
Oh.
And they got the course dog that just lays down in the clubhouse. His name's Putter.
Oh,
he's a beautiful golden retriever. It's just everything you could want.
They're definitely laundering money out of there too, because it's straight cash. You cannot pay with card there. They have some good hot dogs. You know, you go out there, get a Diet Coke and a hot dog, be full for a couple of hours. Then you play a round of golf with your brother and your best friend, Bordy. It's the time of your life. We got to get out there.
Yeah, I want to do that. I want to golf at Shady Oaks. That's awesome. That
did you lose an E-wedge? I mean, you're just going to be imprinted on my brain for the rest of my life. It's unbelievable. Well, all right. It is now time for me to listen to Future Metro Boomin Part 2. So we will be back Monday. Civil War by Alex Garland came out this weekend. It might be his last movie that he's directed. So if you've seen Ex Machina, Annihilation, or if you saw Men, which was a disaster, any of those movies. Ex Machina is his most popular. People love that movie. He directed a new movie about if America went to a civil war in the year of our Lord 2024. So
awesome.
Going to be fucking awesome. Getting some pretty good reviews. We're going to talk about that on Monday. We'll obviously talk about the Masters as well. Hopefully we'll have Bordy and Cerrone both with us on the Masters one. But everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy the golf. It should be great. NBA playing tournament coming up here pretty soon. So lock in for that. Regular season comes to a close on Sunday. Thank you guys for listening. We love you, and we will see you on the other side. Peace out. I'm loving the pop-offs.